AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com. To the old me, scared and unseen, you're the reason I built this dream. Now I speak so others thrive. Turn my scars into sound. I come alive from the ashes and the breakdown. I don't run, I rise, won't back down. This is the voice I found. For those who lost their voice, I sing it loud. I keep it real, keep it purpose bound. Every word a step, every truth profound. We don't heal in silence, we fight with grace, softness and defiance, lighting up this place. It's a call to every soul who wants to be free. A song for-
Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Edna White, and I am your host for Keeping It Real on Purpose, a podcast for the all-around woman, where we challenge our everyday thinking and limiting beliefs around life, relationships, and of course, your business or your career to help you live your life purposely. I'm your host, Edna White, and I help women of color get in a place in life where they know who they are and know what they want to do, breaking generational habits and patterns, building them up mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually, and financially to live a life feeling confident and fulfilled without being guilty or apologizing for it. Once again, my name is Edna White, and I am so happy to have tonight's guest, Shilpa, and I'm not going to massacre her last name. And she gave me permission, audience, to not do that. Okay, she is, I want to tell you, amazing. She helps people fast track their careers and they don't settle for anything less than extraordinary. She is Shilpa, and I'm going to say her last name is Kay. She is murdering mediocrity. She's an award-winning game changer, career coach, helping mid-career professionals that are feeling stuck step into powerful, euphoric careers with speed. She's a Forbes Coach Council, a Women Entrepreneur of the Year of 2021, and she's an Indian Achiever Award winner. Welcome, Shilpa. How are you?
Thank you, Edna. I am absolutely awesome. I'm feeling great, back from a great vacation. 7-week vacation, so absolutely recharged. Thank you for such a wonderful introduction.
You're welcome. So I want to know what Shilpa means, because to me, it feels so exotic. What does Shilpa mean?
Shilpa actually means architect. So somebody who designs.
Oh.
And this is given by my mom, obviously my parents. I love it.
That is amazing. Such great, the meaning is amazing. My name is derived from the word Eden, from the beginning. It's amazing. I love the names. I love to ask where the names come from. Thank you so much for being on the show tonight. So let's get into it. Audience, thank you for being here. So let's get into this tonight. You know that I am really excited because Shilpa is going to share about her business. So tell us something about your business and how you started in this business and what it is exactly.
Sure. How I started, it just started one day. So Edna, I call myself an accidental entrepreneur.
Love it.
It was not what I intended. I, in fact, if you had asked me 3 years back, I would have, you know, really laughed at the idea. So what happened 3 years back was, after a great career with some of the best companies, Deloitte, Tech Mahindra, Westpac, few startups, I realized that I was getting into a mediocre game, and I would have never known it until the day of my redundancy. So 3 years back, September 2018, I came to know that my position, which I took a lot of pride in, which I thought I was enjoying, had come to a halt. And at that point, even though I had started my career as a school topper, as a national level ranker, as a gold medalist, I realized that somewhere in the journey of these 16 years, I had become part of the average game. Wow. Because, you know, with women, how it happens, the challenges of life start showing up. You get married, then you get pregnant, then you have kids, and then you have got priorities. And somewhere you keep your career in the backseat. Yep. Well, I did the same mistake. So I started considering my family a higher priority than my career. And I didn't realize, while doing that, over the years, my career went in an absolute backseat.
Wow.
It was just 9 to 5 for me. And that 9 to 5 and owning up, asking for that work-life balance, which all of us, you know, get attracted to, it became a killer for my career.
Okay.
3 years back when I realized it, I said, oh, something has gone terribly wrong. Somewhere I have really screwed up. So I need to take responsibility. I can go back to another job, but no, I'll take a pause and I'll reflect on what I have been not doing correctly. So I packed up my bags and landed up at Fiji, Robin's private island. Went on the self-discovery screen, you know, where am I going? I mean, with this busy life, project after project, working till the last day of my pregnancy, and people calling me a superwoman, I'm actually not. I'm actually, I have no identity that I can really be proud of. So where am I going with all this? And as I started asking myself the questions, right, as I immersed myself in the personal development world, I realized that, you know, till that point, I had not made a choice. I had literally thought whatever life threw at me. I was just playing a catching game.
Right.
At that point, I wanted to choose, but what to choose? Totally blank. I had no idea. I didn't know what I loved. So I looked at my career and I realized that what I really, really loved as part of my technology career was helping people. So people will come to my teams and I would take a lot of juices and making them successful over a period of 5, 6, 7 years. And they would keep coming back to me. So I said, okay, this is what I really enjoy. Not the systems, not the processes, not the projects.
Right.
So I had that element and I said, let me do it. Let me do it as a whole. First time when I created results for my clients, I was like, oh my God, I got lucky. Second when I did it, I said, I'm probably doing something right.
And right.
It became a way of life. It gave birth to that entrepreneur streak in me. And that's what I'm living every day today, working with mid-career professionals across 14 countries, helping beat their mediocre game, because I know how it feels. I've been a mediocre, and enabling them to step into their power zone.
Wow. You know what? It's very important. I love that you said that you murder mediocrity, because we didn't come here as a spiritual being, which is the highest form of everything, and to come and embody this humanism to be just mediocre. You know, we didn't come here for that. And I'm so glad that you said murder, get rid of, kill it, get done, mediocrity. And that's important. Talk about what came about of the mediocrity. Why did that come about?
Why did that come about?
Mm-hmm.
I think for me personally, I was just like any other human. I was just, living life. I was just okay with what I was doing. And, you know, at that time, I had no idea about that this is a mediocre life. I thought I was rocking. I had this this pride. I had this illusion of being a high performer.
Mm-hmm.
I got promotions. And, you know, my start was really good. My education was rock solid. And somehow I carried that, you know, that mirage of I'm doing well.
Right.
And I knew I was not in my best element.
Yeah.
So at 4 a.m., I had those thoughts where I would question my identity. Yes, I'm a project manager. I am in program management. But what's special about me? And I never had any answers. And I'll just shove those thoughts away and go back to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
So those thoughts over the years, I did feel small every time I entered that 32 floor building of Westpac, the company that I worked for in the end towards the end of my career for 9 years.
Mm-hmm.
I did feel that I couldn't speak in meetings. I did know that, you know, I was not the rocking person that I used to be. I didn't
right.
have that fire. It was just work for me. But, okay. you know, I kept shoving that thoughts. And because I kept shoving that thoughts, I became more and more a part of the average game, which would have never ended. Maybe I would have continued like this until life pushed me to a corner. The fact that I became redundant, that was the best thing that could have ever happened to me.
Right. And we often have to get pushed to the corner or pushed to the edge or pushed to a condition to kind of change that. And I'm so glad that you said in your 40s, because I believe from the clients that I work with, it often happens in their 40s. And then either they ignore it, like you said, or make a decision, you know? And then if you ignore it, you continue on another 20 years or another 10 years in the same drudgery. But if you make a decision, you make a pivot. So you change something, you do something new. How does that show up in your business? That pivot.
Fall is all about cozy comforts, and with Hero Bread, you can enjoy all your favorites and still hit your health goals. From breakfast bagels and meal-prepped enchiladas to mouth-watering burgers and cheesy noodles, you won't believe Hero Bread's options have 0 to 5 grams net carbs and are high fiber from the taste and texture. And right now, Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code FALL25 at checkout. That's FALL25 at hero.co. All figures are per serving of Hero Bread. Contains 2 to 18 grams of fat per serving. See the product nutrition panels on hero.co for more information.
It does show up. It is very clear. It is very clear to me as well as to the other people. So first, I would say other people come later, but it is first me. You know,
mm-hmm.
the top which I'm standing today, there was not even an ounce of it yesterday. So today, when I'm running this business, there have been those colleagues that I looked up to or with whom I tried to imitate them because they were doing really well, unconsciously or consciously. You know, I tried to walk like them, talk like them. Those people come to my programs today and they are doing my programs because they are seeing something different about me. So my
right.
colleagues have done my program. I would say friends are the last people to whom you sell things.
Yes.
My friends, very close friends, they have come and done my program. My family members have done my program. And that builds a lot of trust in what I'm doing, that I'm on the right path. And
and
looking at myself, you know, if you take a personal example, I
mm-hmm.
was talking to my husband yesterday and we were looking at some notes which my daughters have made about 10 years back. And the only thing that they had written great about me. So they had written something great about mom, something great about dad. The only thing that they had written great about me was that mom cares.
Mm-hmm.
And their chest swells with a lot of pride saying that my mom makes an impact. She changes lives.
Right.
She enables people to get into their best life. Right. So from ordinary to extraordinary. Yeah. So I can see it all around. And this has given me, this has told me that it is ordinary people like us, like you and me, mm-hmm. who actually we see in the sky as stars. So ordinary people are the ones who become extraordinary yeah. or who create extraordinary results.
Yes. And you just dispel the whole, the way that you touch the hearts of people. And now you dispel the whole myth that, you know, you don't have to be ordinary. You don't have to. There's something for you to do. That's so amazing what you said. It's so important that women need to know that, because we get caught up in the day-to-day life. We keep our nose to the grindstone. We pay attention. We take care of our children. We wear the role as wife, mother, you know, accountant, attorney, you know, nurse. We wear those roles, but we always get pushed in the back. You know, we get pushed into the back of the burner. And then when, say, our children get older and our job says, okay, no more, we don't need you anymore. And our husband even says, okay, I got a life. He'll stay with you, but I got a life. You get a life too. You'll be like, well, now what am I going to do? You know, and that's when you start murdering the mediocre. You start finding all those skills and developing them. And how do you start to develop murdering the mediocre? How do you start? What's the first step you would do?
Right. So the first step is like a lot of people ask that, okay, you were pushed by the circumstances. So, you know, until something great happens in our life or something really bad happens in our life, you know, it will status quo would continue. But what I say is, for me, I got pushed to the corner. Mm-hmm. But you don't have to wait for the circumstances. You don't have to wait for the life-changing things. You can embrace it, because I've gone through it. So I push people to actually assess themselves. So one thing is, unless you see yourself as a mediocre, no change can be brought. So, mm-hmm. and it is very difficult to admit that, you know, you are playing the average game, because all of us, you know, it's not easy for us to admit. No. So the first step is to identify. And some questions that you have to ask, what is my identity? You know, what am I really doing? Is it really meaty? Is it really juicy? Am I getting the best out of life? Or am I, like, for women, I would say, are you just an enabler for your family? Which is what mm-hmm. I was. Now, I'm sure not everyone is as screwed up as what I was. But are you just being an enabler? Or right. do you have an identity of your own?
Right.
Are you doing something really amazing that you are proud of? And right. that, you know, gives you a kick in the butt. You know, it doesn't matter whether you are in your late 30s or in your 40s. You mm-hmm. need to understand that world that you have got used to, mm-hmm. is that the world that you want to stay for the next, 30, 40, 50 years? Yeah. Because average life expectancies are increasing. Do you want to be part of the same world, or mm-hmm. do you want to, you know, start pushing your way towards some extraordinary things in life? Because each of us can do that. So. Mm-hmm. First step is to ask yourself that question. And if the answer comes, if that little voice in your head says, yes, I think I want to do more, then it is about taking yourself on a little self-discovery journey, mm-hmm. you know, asking yourself, you know, what is coming in the way of what right. I want? First, right. what I want, and that's a very difficult question, and what is coming in the way? And then looking into your belief system, what is limiting your progress? What are the patterns that you have developed over the last 30, 40 years, which are difficult to get rid of, right. which have become part of your personality, but which are not serving you right? So right. mostly people think about an upward flight. Okay, I want to achieve it. And that's what they focus on. But what I focus on is the chains that are binding you right. to the world that you are a part of. So first you have to break the chains, because right. no matter how much you try to fly, if those chains are there, the flight will not be fun. Mm-hmm. Remove those chains which are not letting you fly high. And once you've broken that, and obviously there's a system to the madness, there's a method to the madness, mm-hmm. But break those chains and then figure out what is it that you can do more. And most cases, like I, as I said, I work with people across 14 countries, a lot of women. And as you described, I work with people who are in their mid-career because I know the pain. I have gone through the pain and I know how they can break through it. So then it is a matter of figuring out what more can I do? And you cannot really see the full picture. Okay, I'll be there, but one step, and then you get more clarity, and then another step, and you make your way through the unknown.
Right.
And one is that you're really proud of what you are doing.
Right. And that's so very important, what you just said. Thank you so much for making that so very clear. So very clear. One thing that you said that I wanted to expound on is getting to the point where you know that there is time for change. And you know, women of color have a problem with asking for help. How could you step out of that? And I think you shared a little bit about that, but how can you step outside of, you know, I need to ask for help, but I don't know how. How can you begin the step of doing that?
So I would say, firstly, leverage. There are a lot of things that you can leverage. You can become part. You have social media, and I call it a goldmine. Mm-hmm. That is how you and I got in touch, right?
Yeah,
through social
media, through Facebook. That's right, Shilpa.
So social media gives you a glimpse of what other people are doing. What how you can meet other inspiring men or women. And once you see the people around, once you peep out of your pothole, you see the bigger world. Mm-hmm. Then it is a reaching out to the people who are already there, who have already done it. It doesn't matter whom you reach out to. It is a matter of you actually feeling a connection with that person, and you feel that that person can help out. Just go drop a message. Or it may not be on social media. It may be in your own circle of friends.
Right. Or networking.
Groups that you are a part of, powerful women group.
Right.
Or community groups. Anybody that you feel can help you, just drop a little message. I can tell you, you might feel a little bit of hesitation, but just drop the message and forget it and see where it takes you.
Right.
And it's just that, it's getting a little bit of courage and dropping a message, and things happen. Right. That's what happened with me. I dropped a small message to somebody 3 years back, and I just sat there waiting for the response to come, and the response did come, and my journey did start. Right. So the same for everyone.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's important that our journey begins to start. You know, when we decide to leverage things that we have in our control, in our hands, the abilities that we have, when we start to leverage them and start to reach out and use those hands to kind of connect with other people, we start to change. We start to grow. We start to get opportunities. So that's really, really good. Women and men in the audience today, we want to thank you for being here, Shilpa, and I want to thank you because you could be anywhere you wanted to, but you're here today with us. But I want you to keep on listening to what Shilpa has to say, because it's a lot, because she's the architect, okay? Her words are architect, and she is constructing something that's really important in our lives. So, Shilpa, what are the best resources that has ever helped you?
The best resources, I would say, there's a lot of help out there in the world. There are a lot of people who are willing to help you. Mm-hmm. You just have to find the right people and see what is that they have to offer. Right. And I am somebody who doesn't go for the free things, because I know free is not what I want, and it will not take me to that level. But something that you can start with is books, self-development books. There are a lot of great books. The best one is The Magic of Thinking Big.
I've heard of that.
To start with. So that's one. Secondly, Tony Robbins, that person, that man has changed my life, of me, my husband, my daughters. So Tony Robbins, go to that site and see. There are a lot of free resources to start with. Also, there's something called UPW. You can have a look at that. And then And then a lot of other influencers. It depends upon what we are looking for, Edna. Like whether it is about we are looking to break away from a life of fear. We are looking for growth in our career. We are looking for euphoria in our life. Depending on that, there are different influencers. And also some one very simple thing that, that people can do is go to Instagram and start searching the people and follow the people that you establish a connection with, that you can relate to. And I think that can be the first start, and then take it as it goes.
Okay, that's really good. That's good information. Women in business, you understand that what she just said, that Shilpa just said, is use all that she said. She just said it all plainly, really well, and addressed for us. This is really good stuff. Shilpa, what's one of the biggest failures and that you had in your business and what you learned from it?
My biggest, and that I'm glad, Edna, that you asked that question. My biggest failure was finances. So
gotcha.
When it's very fashionable to start a business. Anybody can start a business, but the difficult part is to sustain it.
Right.
Australia, especially, you can just register a business online and that's where the game starts. Now, how to play that game? And when I started, at that point, my husband had also jumped into business. Like we almost did it at the same time. He started a few months before me. And because, you know, we were eating into our savings, we both of us had let go of our job. We didn't have the resources to keep going. And we reached a point where it was really difficult to pay the bills. And in the bank, what we had was just $563. Some unfortunate things happened. I'll not get into the story of that, but that's what the reality was. With just $563 in the bank, and we sitting there, both of us with two daughters dependent on us, one of them in high school doing year 12, it was really difficult. So the choice we had was to go back to job. At least one of us goes back to job so that we can at least pay the bills to the money that was coming in. And we do that for 6 months and then join back again. But we decided to, you know, not do that. So we did three things. One, we called up the bank for a hardship allowance. So which means that they can stop our mortgage for 6 months. And, you know, that gives us sufficient time to get back on track. So one, we did that. Secondly, we took a huge sum of money as loan from a friend. I won't even tell the amount, but, you know, it was a big, big amount which we took. And the third thing what we did is in the middle of our living room, we drew a wall just by ourselves. So we divided our living room into two parts. And one portion of it we gave on Airbnb. Now, the idea was Airbnb, the weekly money that we get from Airbnb that will pay for our grocery bills, for our electricity, water, whatever bills we have to pay. And the money that we had taken from our friend, we will be able to invest in ourselves. So we did those two things. And obviously keeping our mortgage away for a few months, it was like taking away a little bit of burden from our head.
Right.
And I would say that's the best thing we could have done, because who I was at that point of time, definitely I couldn't have made the impact what I'm making today had I not invested in myself. So the fact that even though I didn't have the resources, I got resourceful. Even with that $563 in my bank, I got resourceful, I got creative, and I kept going. I kept becoming a better person. I kept learning. I kept traveling the world, learning from the best strategy gurus, the best coaches in the world. It brought me here. So I would say the biggest failure, which anybody who is into business, who starts, would feel, is the financial crunch.
Right.
And that was the worst failure for me. My husband, in the first year, we made only $17,000 in the whole year. And you can imagine what would be. And then slowly we got to $500,000 in a year. And then, you know, and then it's close to $1 million in a year. So I've seen that journey. And what I've realized is there comes a point in business where you feel like giving up because practically it's not working, you know, and you need to pay for your bread and butter.
Right.
But if you keep going a little bit more, that's where you start finding the way. So most of the people give up at that point when things get difficult, but just go a little bit more. Just, right, you know, be more creative, be more resourceful, and you'll find a way.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I think that she has given us the golden ticket. The golden ticket. Are you listening to what she said? She said the basic thing is to be a little bit creative. Invest in yourself. You know, if you don't have what you think you have, you can be creative and find that. And that's really important to businesswomen in general, because we all, startup money is not there most of the time. It's not there unless you have money saved away to do that. But when you step into your journey and you start thinking, hey, this is where it's at, you then have to be creative about it. Don't let money stop you. Don't let the issue of money stop you. But when you do be creative, then you invest in yourself to make you better so that you are closer to a million like Shilpa and her husband are. That is terrific. Thank you so much, Shilpa. Ladies and gentlemen, this is our favorite part of the show. And this is when we find out who Shilpa really is. So we ask questions about Shilpa and what she likes. So Shilpa, if we were to ask you to give us your last meal that you would ever have, what would it be?
The last?
Meal. The last thing that you eat.
The last meal that I had?
Yes.
Okay. The so last... it was some leftovers, what I had yesterday night. So it's
No. What morning. You would eat in general for, it was your last meal ever. Ever. What would you have at your table?
What would I have at my table?
If it was the last meal, if it was your last meal ever, what would you eat?
Okay, that's a very interesting question and nobody ever asked. So I would have lots of fresh fruits.
Okay.
And I would have a variety of breads on my table. Yeah, and that's it. I'm a fresh fruit person, fresh vegetable person. And I think that would be enough to suffice.
Okay, very good. She's very easy. So what she's really telling us is raw food is the best food. Fresh food is the best food. Get our bodies together. Clear bodies, clear minds, clear thoughts. Very good. Okay, last question for you. If we to give you a billboard and you could write anything you want, what would it say and why?
Okay, so if you give me a billboard and if I could write something which is very close to my heart is think big, create Ooh. Big.
Oh, very good. I love it. I've been talking about that with my clients, you know, because when we start businesses, we all, like you just said in the beginning of the show, we always want to, you know, touch the people around us, but they're the last ones to buy from us, like our family members, our friends, they're the last ones to buy from us, right? It's always, you have to think big so it could trickle down, which is brilliant. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. So this brings us to the end of the episode. I want to thank our guest Shilpa today and for being with us. I want to thank her for being and helping people fast track their careers and that they don't settle for anything less than extraordinary. I want to thank her for being the award-winning game changer in career coaching. I want to thank her for helping the mid-career professionals that are feeling stuck and help them to step into powerful, euphoric careers with speed. I want to thank her for being a Forbes Coach Council. I want to thank her for being the Woman Entrepreneur of the Year for 2021 and also the Indian Achievement Award winner. Thank you. Thank you for being here, Shilpa. And you are murdering mediocrity.
Thank you so much, Ed.
Thank you.
Pleasure, and I love the questions that you ask, especially the last meal. It got me thinking.
These are questions because I always want to know, you know, the guest that I have on, because I know that we're going to stay connected because we're like of the same heart, you know, and so I want to bring the audience in to let them know that this is a real person we're talking about here. This, she is so real. So I want to thank you for that. I hope that this this episode brings the audience into a beneficial point in their lives and that this adds value to them. As always, I want to thank you for listening and taking the time today to be on Keeping It Real on Purpose. And remember, always to draw abundance, have happiness, and a whole lot of fun. This is Edna White, your life purpose coach, and Shilpa, your mid-career coach, saying goodbye for now. Bye now.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.